This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
I turn to you like a flower leaning toward the sun. I turn to you, 'cause you're the only one.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back up. And when I fall down, I have to pick myself up. Stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up.
This is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Michelle and you are listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the straight and allied supporters to stand up for our GLBTI community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, create dialogue, or introduce a new way of thinking. But most importantly, we want to facilitate change towards a greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. So throughout the program tonight, I'd encourage you, if you'd like to text us via 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Want to thank Brian and Kath for Lefty Pinkos that are just leaving the studio now. And tonight we are going to have some fun. I hope some really, really passionate discussions, some exciting discussions. I have three gorgeous young folks in the studio that are students and quite opinionated, I hope. And we're going to be talking gay issues. So I have with me today Stephen.
Hello.
Say hi. We have Jade. Say
hello.
Hi. And we have Nicholas.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for coming in, guys. School night, so
living the dangerous
life. Yeah, you're living the dangerous life. That's correct. First question. What interested you in coming onto this show or this program? I'm not sure what you knew about it. Why did you want to get involved?
Well, I'd heard about Joy. I can't really remember where, but I just know I've heard about it. And then a few nights, a friend of mine who I know through Minus 18 was posting that he was coming on the show.
Boasting,
oh. Yes. And then I learned also that one of my teachers, Joseph, had come on the show and had given a talk on the education episode. And we got talking and he said, oh, I want to get a few students on the show. Mm. And so here I am.
Is it something that you all felt passionately about? Have you got lots of things to say? Do you want to change the world? How do you feel?
I just feel that the world needs a little bit more quality and everything, a little bit more recognition and all that good stuff.
All that good stuff, yeah. So is this something you talk a lot about in class?
Constantly,
yeah. So, do you ever have a lid put on what you're allowed to say, or do you feel that you're allowed to be? You're year 11 and 12, I believe. So, is it sort of really, really open and frank discussions in the classroom?
I guess it sort of depends on the class because it's not really something that comes up in math, but
no, correct. That'd be an interesting maths lesson, though, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, all the ratios and what have you. I mean. Generally, say, you know, the discussion's been started, I sort of try keep a lid on it purely just because, you know, we don't have all day.
Yeah, yeah. And Nicholas, you're a little bit younger. Do you find that there's the same sort of frank and open discussions in classrooms?
In certain classes there is. Yeah. Not in all of them, but certainly in our history class we discuss everything all the time.
Everything. That is a big statement to make. Can you elaborate? Really everything?
Oh, political issues now in the past, obviously, with history.
Yeah.
But, this is an issue that we've been talking a lot about lately. So, yeah.
And are you passionate about any particular thing, Nicholas?
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. No, it... there's no real specific issue, but...
Could I ask, is it because there's, perhaps is it that there's so many things going on in your youthful minds, the three of you, that there's so many ideas, there's so many thought processes, there's so much input that you're getting, media, social media, classroom. Does that mean that you're kind of like bursting with all these ideas and opinions and things?
Yeah, you don't have time to worry about, focus on one issue and worry about it.
Mm.
You know, you've got to, you know, either allocate time for it, or you just say, look, it's not a priority. I've got this and this and this and this, and they're all too important, so I can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is your school fairly open to getting a nod, a shake of the head now, Jade? What were you going to say?
We've actually had a school tour where a member of faculty was questioned on the support for the GLBTI community.
By a parent, do you mean?
Yeah, by a parent on the tour, and the faculty member replied with, we are supportive enough, we don't need to specialise groups.
And you're getting a bit tense, I can see in your face.
Yep.
Quite a big thing to say. This is a cliche question, but how does it make you feel?
I find it bordering on disgusting, actually, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
We're a completely so-called open and supportive school, so I think that we should be proud to say we do support these students and we will give them every opportunity to give them the support that they need.
Mm. And why do you think now, 2013, why do you think we feel so strongly now, whereas we might not have 5 years ago, 10 years, why do you think as students that you feel as strongly as you do now? Is it your education? Is it just you're more aware of what's going on out in the world?
Absolutely. With social media, we're definitely more open to different people throughout the world. We're televised, you know, with the New Zealand passing of gay marriage and everything.
Yeah.
And now we're all asking the question, why are we so far behind?
It's interesting, and I feel, as a mum of a gay son, that we are way, way, way behind. And as I said before, I want to go to my son's wedding, and I don't know how long it'll take. And I feel like, why are we so far behind? Does that make you angry, Nicholas? I mean,
yeah, it certainly does, especially with, you know, the polling saying that it's very popular.
Mm.
There's more support for it. And I think because it's a big issue coming up to the next election, you know, we hear about it all the time, and it's something that many of us strongly believe in.
Do you think that maybe the youth of that sounds like an old woman statement, but do you think we as older people don't listen to the youth of today enough?
I think there is an almost sort of golden age syndrome, you know.
What do you
mean
by that?
Like, we know how to run things. That's why we're running things. So, and which is, I mean, I can understand why, but at the same time, it's at one point you were the new generation who had all these new ideas and you changed the world. Well, guess what? It's now our turn.
Mm.
And I was in the city on, I think, Saturday, and there was a
Pride March.
Pride March in front of the library. And I thought, well, you know, it was a massive turnout.
Yeah.
And just going on from what Nick said, it's statistically not a contentious issue anymore. We've got more the majority who are in favour, so I really can't see why the politicians who we've elected can't, you know, catch on to that.
So does it make you angry, though?
It makes me furious.
Why furious? Why are you so angry about it, though?
Well, personally, as a, you know, a gay young man, calling myself a young man.
Mature man.
A mature man.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's sort of like saying, my country doesn't support me.
You're spot on.
It's a horrible thing to feel.
Isn't it?
And it, I mean, it's also the same what Jade said earlier. The school doesn't have... It's not that there is a weak policy. There's no policy. Yeah. It's not mentioned. It's almost like lying by omission.
By omission. Absolutely. You're spot on. Spot on. I told you guys out there are going to have some great and passionate discussions.
Well, you got started.
We're going to get them fired up. We're going to go to a song and come back with these great young folks. And they've really jumped in head first. You are on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. You are with Michelle. I've got three lovely folks in the studio, Jade, Stephen and Nicholas, and they almost danced with me. Next song, they're going to be up dancing around the whole studio, I'm quite sure. Wanted to ask what it feels like if you're in a school situation out in the quadrangle or playground, whatever you call it these days. How do you react if you hear homophobic or anti-gay type of statements or conversations going on? Have you come across that firstly, I suppose?
I cringe.
You cringe.
Yeah, it's kind of like, really, are we still at that stage?
Mm.
And, I mean, it depends on the age of the person who's saying it, because if, they're like, year six, it's like... Not to excuse it, but it's almost like you don't know any better. Your views are the views you've grown up around. But when you get to older year level, it's kind of like, come on, you should be able to think for yourself. How come you're still at this stage? Mm. Surely you can move on to it, onto a more broad way of thinking.
But if you see a year six or five...
Oh, yeah, then it's definitely, this is not okay. You should not say that.
That's the time. To educate them, I suppose, yeah. And Nicholas or Jade, have you heard anything in the grounds at all?
Yeah, I certainly have. And I mean, recently I've been, trying to stop it, especially amongst my friends.
And how do you do that?
Well, if I hear them say it, I, tell them not to.
What do they say, though?
That's so gay or...
Yeah,
that.
I hate that.
It's become such a... one of those cool words that people use and I don't think they even think about it. And no. I don't think they mean it in a derogative manner. No. I just
but
think it's sort
of, not an excuse, though,
no,
is
it's
it?
Not, no, certainly
and
not.
And they need to be pulled up.
Yeah, they should, definitely.
All day, every day, until it is stamped out.
It's
I mean, because that message that it's sending is horrid.
Yeah.
It's a horrible message. It's a derogatory statement that I don't even know how it got into people's everyday conversation.
I think the problem is we start the education about LGBT people too late. That sort of discussion doesn't really start to your middle of high school. If we started it maybe when we're talking about, in primary school, being friends with everyone, respectful, why can't that come into the discussion? That's just as valid an issue. That's just as current. It's a more current issue.
Yeah. I knew having you guys in, that all of a sudden there's these light globe moments going off above your heads. I mean, that you're absolutely... Why doesn't it start earlier?
Because it's still a very... I mean, despite all the progress that's happened, it's still quite a taboo topic. Especially in schools, because teachers don't want to have that awkward conversation, especially if there's the chance that they're going to get complaints from parents.
From parents, yeah. So it's fear-based almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's time for change, isn't it? And I think in this...
Fever of revolution.
I was actually in a situation where there was a student who had same-sex parents, and our teacher basically said, student X has two mums. Just straight out said it to us, and there were kids like, how does that work?
Really?
Yeah, and then...
But isn't that the right kind of question? Really basic, simple questions. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Was this someone you were in class with?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We were all sat down, and then they said, student X has two mummies.
Did you... What sort of age, approximately? Was it primary or secondary school?
Primary.
Really? Yeah. And was there a kind of this quizzical curiosity from the other students, if you can remember, or was it... People just didn't think any big deal.
We didn't really care. We were too busy thinking about Barney and Barry the Big Blue House.
And that's the thing that I think people lose sight of that. Little kids don't care.
Yeah. So maybe that's the reason that we start earlier.
I came out to my little brother, I think, during the summer, and I just mentioned it, and he's eight. And it didn't faze him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, okay. Yeah. Can we go to the movies now?
It's got to be kept as like the normal.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you wait and make it a big issue now, Sonny, we need to talk about those dangerous gay people.
Yeah.
Then people get it into their head that it's something, or it's an extra topic. But if you just treat it like a normal thing, which it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is where we need to, maybe that's what we need to do.
It needs
to be
normalized.
Using those words, normal. Jade?
I've been playing softball since I was 10. And recently there was a couple there, two women, and they just had their first child.
Wow.
So for me, I've grown up with it as well. So I've been surrounded by gay people since I was a kid. So I think it's just sort of not saying, okay, there are only a small community of gay people that we are separated from. Mm. Because we know for a fact that, you know, they're in our classes, they're our friends.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Yeah, they're everywhere. And they're no different to anyone else.
So I'm sensing it's almost like a bit of frustration in your voice that it's like, why the hell are we having this issue? There is no issue. Why the hell are we, what is the issue? And I keep saying it's really simplistic, isn't it? Can I ask, do your parents know about your passions along these lines? Do they support you? Are they aware? Do you talk like, do you bring these issues up at home at all?
Well, sometimes, because, well, for me, you know, coming into my parents was a bit of a fun experience. and after that, I guess there was sort of almost a year where nothing was really said.
Mm.
It was just, it wasn't that it was avoided, just nothing came up. And then I think once, one night, I was cleaning the dishes and I was in the middle of cleaning the dishes. I stopped for 1 second, went to go dry my hands and then realized, hang on, I hadn't finished. So I went back to do it. And my dad looked at me and said, I don't care if you're gay, but if you're OCD, you're out in the street.
That's good. That's unacceptable.
Nicholas, not in my house.
I know your dad drove you in here to the studio. Is he listening today?
Yep.
He is, yeah?
Yep.
So what sort of discussions would you have with him, do you think? Prior to coming in here, do you have sort of pretty open and frank discussions?
Yeah, we talk about everything.
You use that word a lot.
Yeah. we talk about the current issues. If I've heard something in the news, I'll talk to him about it. I'm always on my phone reading different news websites, and if there's something I want to talk further about, I'll bring it up with him.
Mm. Is there, so they support, in fact, the three of you, do your parents support how you feel? Have you had to kind of convince them of anything? No? It's great. There's silence in the studio. Not good for radio, but it's a good silence in this case. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Sorry. Oh, it's just like, yes, my parents are very supportive, but my dad, you know, we had a bit of a talk, I can't remember when, but he said, you know, up until a few years ago, you know, he would have said that he was homophobic.
And do you think he knew what homophobic was? I wonder.
I don't know if he knows what it fully implies. I just thought I think he might have meant, you know, it was an uncomfortable situation for him to consider. And then,
so stay away from it.
And then, my aunt came out and she's now living with her partner in England and, you know, and my dad actually, you know, gets on like a house on fire with both of them.
Yeah.
And so he said, and they sort of opened up his eyes. And so then when I came out, it was just kind of like, what he'd been prepared. Well, I don't know if he'd been prepared, but it was certainly a little
bit more familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit more familiar territory.
Mm-hmm. Is there, has there been a I'm not sure if we asked this before. Have you noticed a change in your peers from, say, like a year 7 to year 12, how opinionated they may now have become, aware their emotions have changed? Have you noticed that sort of from your year 7 to 11, 12, Jade?
Yeah, I have personally. In year 7, everyone was sort of focused on popularity and sort of, you know, the girls have to be with the popular guys or the guys have to be with the popular girls and it would be like that. But now no one could care if you're, you know, what sexuality you are or who you're with or anything like that.
What's popular nowadays? Like, I don't, like, how do you define, is it just, you know, the pretty cool kids or that, what's popular? Because from a parent's perspective, there doesn't seem to be as much of a clear definition between different types of groups of kids. Would that be right?
By the time you get to year 12, like me and Jade, those sort of social barriers are sort of just crumbled away.
Yeah.
And yeah, you still have your friendship groups, but they're just friendship groups. They're not, you know, social structure.
Mm, mm. Yeah. There's, Jade, there was, you were touched on something earlier out before about some cross-country. There was something that you started to talk about and we didn't even get to discuss it. There was something you wanted to tell me about it.
Yeah, so I did cross-country. I mentioned that I did come first.
Yay!
Out of two people.
Okay. Okay. Doesn't matter how many people were in the race. It just matters where you came. And I was actually discussing with my friend about what sort of... how people engage in relations. Sexy time.
Sexy time. Yep. You know what we might do to prepare the audience for this fantastic new discussion that we're going to have? We're talking with Jade, Nicholas and Stephen on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Did you beep that out, the word sex? I hope so.
Parents in the room, parents in the room.
I wanted to shock my mother.
Oh, he's getting all hot and flustered. I hope Grandma's not listening.
Oh, Grandma.
Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
One of only three gay radio stations in the world, right here in your own backyard. Thanks for your support, Melbourne. Joy 94.9.
Hi, everyone. It is Michelle here on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. I hope you're enjoying that new little... sting. That's radio talk. We're having a bit of a chuckle here. We had fun putting that together. As I said earlier, we are joined by Jade, Stephen and Nicholas, and we're discussing gay issues. And Jade tantalised us just prior to the song. You're going to tell us about your cross-country story.
Yes, so I was running. More like walking.
Okay.
And a friend and I started talking. And got on to, of course, the old chestnut of sex.
How old are you? The old chestnut.
I'm 73.
Mummy and daddy time. Is that what we...
And we were talking about how gay people do it. And we were like, we haven't been educated on it. And, yeah, and then we were like, so how do they do it? Do they just, like, high five? That's pretty much where it went. And we were like, we get how... boys do it.
So question, sorry, you are straight?
Yeah.
The girl you were talking with?
Straight.
Straight, okay. Yep. Interesting conversation. Yep.
Yeah, and we were just talking, we're like, I don't know how it works.
Wow.
So we saw an obvious flaw in the education system with the lack of, obviously, sexual education. I mean, it's fair enough, like, yeah, have straight sex, whatever.
But that old thing.
That old thing, the thing that everyone's been doing.
Forever and a day.
Forever.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, gay? Like, no one knows about it.
And safe sex? Is that
exactly
discussed?
Yes. Yeah,
is that talked about?
I'm so overhearing that. If I have to look at another bottle of lubricant or... a box of condoms again. And
which condoms we condone.
I mean, yes,
you know, we
yes,
do
absolutely.
Encourage. But is there a discussion?
Yeah.
In sex ed, do they talk safe sex or do they just talk sex as in not to get pregnant type sex? Do they, I don't know.
No, there's a degree of, you know, awareness about STIs and all that.
HIV?
HIV is not. You know, I bet there are still people who have no idea what it is. It's just a bad HIV.
Just to go back. So in sex ed, HIV is not discussed.
I don't remember it really being discussed. You know, all the, you know, chlamydia and gonorrhea, all those ones. I'll stop touching that. they were covered in detail. But yeah, HIV, which is this massive thing, and thankfully is no longer called, you know, it's not, no one thinks of it as the gay disease.
Mm.
But that's not touched on.
So in sex ed, it's straight sex, male, female, mum, dad, your brother or your sister or your neighbour or whatever. It's never... that sounds really bad. cut. No, what I'm saying is it's all about the norm, straight, everything. So
because it's safe.
Correct. So my question is, how would this straight... guys here in the studio, how would you feel hearing about gay sex, gay issues, gay sexual health?
It's grisly.
But how would you feel, Jade, Nicholas?
I I would feel good to hear about it because it means other people in the class will be hearing about it too.
Mm.
I think it's something that is very important for everyone to know about.
So how do you reckon someone is sitting in that classroom and hearing about something that's unrelated to them? How do you reckon they'd be feeling?
I whiled away my sex ed classes staring out the window.
So did you... Okay. How did you... Broad question. How did you feel? Did you feel not validated?
Not non-validated. Just like, this has nothing to do with me, but this is meant to be a sex education lesson, but I'm not being educated.
Mm.
So there's obviously some sort of failure. And I can understand... I can understand, but at the same time, I can't about why it isn't approached. Because, again, for a straight teacher, or, you know, whatever teacher, it's an awkward thing to be talking about with students, you know.
Yeah, but they're teachers.
Yes, they're teachers. They
are there to teach. So
they aren't allowed to feel uncomfortable.
So would you, Nicholas or Jade, would you have asked in the classroom, would you have said, hey, you know, why aren't we talking about safe sex, gay safe sex, HIV? Did you raise that at all? Would you think of it?
No, not really. I spent most of the time trying to look away from the pictures. I was horrified. I don't think I've ever seen something more scarring than diagrams of body parts.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so I was just trying to look at the playground or like,
when's the bell gonna go?
Yeah, trying to not think about what happens.
So I wonder if with sex ed, whether anybody ever thinks to talk to the kids that they're going to be teaching. I wonder. I don't know. It's a question out there. We might get an answer in the break. We might contact one of our teacher friends and find out whether they do approach sex ed from by getting the information from the kids first. I don't know. We tend to get to this topic quite a bit, I've noticed, on Stand Up Straight. But it's obviously leaving our youth wanting. You know, you're all nodding. Yes, yes, yes. What would you do if you could? What would be the one thing you'd change then in your sex ed classes? What would you change if you could?
Talk about, you know, not only straight sex but gay sex as well.
And self-esteem, is that discussed at all?
Not really at all. Like, I mean, like the whole sort of, you know, protect your virginity, make sure you know. You don't...
That old chestnut.
That old chestnut.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. We might... I'm going to have you guys back at a later stage as well so that we can delve in a little bit deeper, I know, because there's so many things that I want to discuss. It's really impressive that there's young people out there, and I've said this before, that you are our futures, and it's really encouraging to see that there's really fantastic level heads on very smart shoulders. That's probably not grammatically correct, but I think you know what I mean. I'm just wondering if what advice you'd give parents on how they could perhaps create some different dialogue with their kids as well. I mean, you can drive a conversation, but what would you say to other parents that might be listening about changing?
I don't know about starting a conversation with their children, but one of the reasons that schools are often so afraid to broach a topic is they're scared of parents writing angry letters. And I think what I would say to any parent is, please don't try and hinder your child because you think it's a taboo issue. Any opportunity for your child to learn, let them.
Yeah.
Throw them at it. You know.
You should be a teacher.
I would fear for my students.
No, up the opposite, I think. Can I ask if there's any gay straight alliance type programs at your schools?
No, there isn't. At my school, I don't think there's actually any form of formal policy at all.
Wow.
At the start of this year, I approached my head of school and I said, well, can we try, you know, I said a number of things. Can we try getting some speakers on the topic of sexuality? Can we join the Safe Schools Coalition? Can we create a group in the school, you know, an ally or, you know, a LGBT group within the school? And he was all for that. And that was great. And I thought, oh, yes, making progress. And then it went to the principal. And the principal turned it down. The argument for it was, we're already such a supportive school. There's no real point going to all this extra effort.
Oh.
Yeah. And which I find kind of hypocritical because we have an international support team. Mm. So we've already got a minority group that's being individually supported. So why can't we have another one?
So if you've gone to the principal with this and the people at the school with this idea, you on your own, or was it a group of you,
the first
gay and straight?
The first time, it was on my own because it was the start of the term. I just had this idea. I was like, oh, yes, let's go in and see the head of school. And then when that got knocked down, I kind of waited for a bit. And then at the start of second term, I started talking to the head of school again and another teacher. And we started getting the ball rolling again. And I went into the leadership meeting and I pitched the idea and I got full support for that. Great. And then, I'm kind of ashamed to say this, but then year 12 happened and I kind of got bogged down with everything. Yeah. I didn't have time to pursue it like I really wanted to. Mm.
But that's, you've planted the seed.
Yes,
hopefully there's something that grows from that.
And it's really sad that students have to make this push. Why isn't this already in it? Why isn't it not? Because it's, A, it's legislated. I did a whole lot of digging before I... I did a lot of digging before I actually broached the topic. And yeah, there's legislation saying principals should, you know, actively pursue supporting LGBT students in schools.
Nicholas, I'm just wondering, you've been a bit quieter. Is it because do you have the same views as what Jade and Stephen have?
Yeah, certainly, 100%. It's just that it wasn't... Not, I always thought there was a group. I never didn't think there was, because we do have groups for many other minorities in our...
Hang on, you assumed that there was
school. Yeah, I assumed there was.
Like a gay straight alliance or something along those lines.
Some sort of group to support these gays in our school. And it's quite shocking to hear that there isn't. It was only in the last couple of weeks that I found out there isn't. And it's something... that maybe Stephen couldn't do, you know, because he's in year 12, and I understand that's, you know, there's a lot of work there. It's something that I think I'll do because I'm in year 11, and it's, if I can get that ball rolling, and there's support everywhere, all my friends and like everyone, that I don't know a single person in my year level that's against gay guys, any. Yeah, any
GLBTI
exactly.
Issues. Or, so why, okay, why is it not, this might sound cliche, but can you rise up and almost demand?
I think we can. I was thinking before maybe a petition or a...
Yeah.
That was one of the ideas that I toyed with. But again, I didn't have the time to, you know, organise everything to get it going. But that was the idea. The idea was that I would, okay, I have the support of the leadership group. Now, go get a... petition from all the senior students, because I thought, well, look, we won't start school, you know, baby steps. We'll get the senior school first, and then we'll, you know, I'll take a proposal to the principal, and then we'll lay down our case. Sadly, of course, it didn't, you know, happen. Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Well, it's obviously it's on your radars in a really, really big way. It's something that obviously I think, Nicholas, that maybe you've got maybe re-energised or charged up about
certainly
it. Yeah. So we'll get you back in 6 months' time and see how you've changed the world. Stand up straight, Joy 94.9.
Celebrate good times, come on. It's a celebration.
Hey you, stand up straight with Michelle on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back everyone. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. We have had a lovely text in from Scott. Hi Michelle, I wish I had fellow students like these intelligent and progressive three individuals. When I was in school, I felt repressed and excluded. I tried to fit in and be popular. I left school as I was shy and introverted. This really held me back. For many years, I'm now confident and accomplished. I applaud you and people like you for being allies. And yay, students. Yay! Woohoo! We have done our job. Now, we're going now. No, Nicholas had a classroom discussion, I believe, recently. Is that right?
We had a project that we had to do a 5 to 10 minute speech about a political issue that's been in the media in the last couple of months. And really interestingly, about in a class of 20, 25, I think, 6 or 7 of them did gay marriage as an issue, and they were all for it. It's just interesting how, you know, we've got this younger generation that unfortunately aren't old enough to vote, but are very supportive of gay marriage.
Yeah, I agree. And watch out, politicians, in a couple of years' time, all these young folks coming through. Yeah. So I bet you, do you wish you could vote right now?
Yeah,
you know, in
I
a couple
do.
Of weeks' time? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. We hopefully you don't, well, I don't know how long you're going to have to wait. I don't know. political person in the room might tell me one. I don't know. So, Jade, what have you got out of tonight? What do you think? What do you think you've learned perhaps from being here, being able to express yourself?
I don't really know what I've learned. I guess just, you know, that there is a radio station here that will support everyone.
Mm.
And that, yeah, there's no reason for anyone to be afraid of coming out, or, and if you are, there's a lot of people around that support you.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources. There's actually a resource called Headspace, which I'll put on the Stand Up Straight website, or Facebook, sorry. And there's a couple of other youth-related helplines as well, which there's Lifeline, of course, which is a 24-hour line that anybody can call. There's a kids' helpline, men's line. There's a various Q line, I think it is, which is the gay and lesbian switchboard. So I'm going to put that on the website as well for people as other resources. There's a lot of people out there that maybe they're listening today. They don't have somebody that they can talk to. You guys have obviously got pretty inclusive family as well as educational environments. So you guys are really, really lucky. We are going to go to a couple more announcements. Come back, say goodbye to these gorgeous folks. You're on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Michelle on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
She's my mum. Yes, he's my son. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're nearly at the end of our hour. I just wanted to thank the three folks that have come in to the studio tonight. If you got a final comment, Stephen, that you
as a, like, have? A summation of everything that's been said, I think the one thing that seems to be coming back is that education seems to be the key here. Mm. Schools are where, you know, people are coming out in schools. It's the that's their life. So that needs to be, that has to be a supportive environment. And not just for gays, for anyone, you know.
It's the age, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, going through so many changes already, let alone sexuality.
So, yes, I think a harder focus needs to be on promoting education and making sure that it's there, and making sure support's there, and not just passive support, like, sure, we accept everyone, active support.
Mm.
So we need groups, we need speakers, because it's an issue. It's something that's in the world that, you know, students are going to go out into the world, and this, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't not tell people about it.
Yeah, I agree. And Nicholas, have you got some challenges coming up for the next year then, do you think, after tonight?
Certainly have, but I feel, you know, energised and ready to go to school tomorrow and raise this issue and, you know, hopefully get some results.
So we're going to see you marching in the streets. We'll see you on the late night news or something like that, are we?
Yeah. Yep.
And Jade? Right.
Just know that you're not alone. There is support out there from gay, straight, bisexual, everyone is willing to support you, and you're not alone.
And you touched on it just before as well about Joy. Joy is 100% inclusive of anybody, gay, straight, anything. It makes no difference. So it is quite an amazing environment to be part of. Hopefully the three of you have had a good time. I really, really, really want to thank you, Stephen, Nicholas and Jade. You've been sensational, never having been on air before. It can be a bit daunting, but we've had fun. And they danced as well. Very, very happy to say. There may be video of that, I think, somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, God.
So so I would like to thank the lovely, gorgeous Jerry out on reception, our beautiful Betty, who's been taking some photographs throughout the show as well. And this is your favourite time of the program. I give you your weekly challenge. Mm. Listen up, guys. Sit up straight. What would you do this week to stimulate dialogue, create change, or encourage involvement? Let me know via social media. There are 5 podcasts now currently available. We hope to have another 2 or 3 by the end of the week. Coming up next is the lovely Sonia with Sci-Fi and Scream. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, young folks. You give us great hope for the future. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. Great show.
take a look at our Stand Up Straight page on the Joy website. Head to joy.org.au, click on the program grid and select Stand Up Straight for our blog and podcast. Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.